Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. What we're talking about is simple. A couple of GMs spoke today, and you just don't hear the words championship or title or World Series or... And again, David, recomb the Greenberg interview. I listened to about 7 minutes of it. I didn't hear World Series or Championship. Trajan Langdon spoke today.
He used the other C word, continuity.
Yeah, continuity and consistent success or whatever. I mean, it's all, I just want to know if you wish the teams in this town would talk the way you want them to talk, like they do in other cities. And this idea that, if I say it, I'm accountable? Well, yeah, that's how being an adult works. Because why, Kenny?
That is what the money's for.
That's right. So I'm asking you guys. And no, I don't think you need to go out there like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh with pyrotechnics. Not one, not two. No, but the idea is the only thing we should care about in this town is parades. I will say it to you again, both as... someone who's worked in this industry my entire life, and I think I have a pretty good understanding of the landscape. I am fortunate enough that I work in one of the 5 best sports cities in America. And it's always funny when you come up in this game, people are like, oh, how come you're in Detroit? It's like, well, where should I be? What, some bum-ass town like Houston, Dallas, Miami? Yeah, right, Miami, you can't even launch a sports station because you got to have bilingual. Like D.C., L.A., Seattle, those fake-ass towns, there's 5 sports towns that matter. Chicago, New York, Philly, Boston, and here. So my point to you is those towns operate in a very specific way, championship or bust. I don't understand how here we've gotten to a place where fans are drinking the bathwater for all 4 teams for, quote, let's be consistently good. Well, we joke with David about what being consistently good is. He ain't happy. Rico's team's been consistently good. Hey, let's check the Lombardi hotline. You happy? No, let me help you. You look miserable. The bottom line is, why don't our GMs in this town say it? Trajan Langdon today, we can play the audio. Not asking him to go out there in a bathrobe and just say casually we're winning it all next year. No, it's not what I'm speaking of. I'm asking, like right now, anytime we bring up topics about making a move, everyone in this town is like, well, you know, let's just take our time. Everyone's like scared.
Or trust in the GM. They know more about it than you guys do.
Great. Show me the parade. And again, look, the Lions, they're going to be very, very good. But I don't know that they're going to be anywhere near as good as last year. And they didn't really do anything to get a whole lot better. Yet, I'd say 75% of the fan base is like, man, great offseason. Now, the Pistons had this wonderful turnaround. I have said to you, I do not want to do something stupid. I don't want to do one of these all-in, empty-the-cupboards things. But what I do want is an aggressive, calculated move. Let's get better.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that with the Tigers. All of a sudden, unexpectedly, they went to the playoffs, had some success, and in the offseason, they made a try.
They tried
to do something, and it's the same for the Pistons.
But now it's about the deadline.
Right.
But when Greenberg was on today, and again, if it was said and I missed it, tell me, I did not hear the words World Series, parade. Like, that's what we want from our teams. I don't know how we arrive here where all of a sudden that's sacrilege for a GM to say, yeah, the goal is a championship. Otherwise, what the hell am I doing here? Like, I don't get it. So that's what we're talking about. We had two GMs out there speaking today. Neither, I mean, it's like cooties. It's like a dirty word. You can't say it. But you know what you can say? Gabagool. Thank you, Jameis Winston, for ending any hope I have anytime the Giants are mentioned on this show. That audio. David, you can put it on my board. I can't promise I'm going to play it a lot. Gabagool.
I'm just waiting for the day he's named starting QB. No, but as far as the GMs, I said it before. I think it starts a clock that they don't want to start because now they're on the hook for that. Now they can be questioned. Now you can say, well, are you making championship moves? Was this leading towards a championship?
Well, here's the other question.
But if you don't do that.
Okay, so here's the other question. Answer this. Is ownership the problem? Yeah. What's more important in this town to the owners, money or championships? Collectively, not singling out anyone. Collectively, scale. Be the spirit of Detroit for me. Scales of justice. Which one's money? Which one's championships?
Well, if you notice, the arms aren't even on the spirit of
That's kind of where I'm at.
I think more towards money. Championships are just something fun if we can obtain, but I want to keep the checks coming in.
Let's go to Jason 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Mike?
How are you,
sir?
What's
going on, Rico?
Hey.
You guys are basically saying everything that I'm thinking. You know, accountability is the main thing. I don't think that if you come out right out and say, we're going after championships, we're going after rings and parades and things like that, the things that you're doing in the draft and the things that you're not doing in the draft and all those other things are going to be scrutinized heavily. Like, what is this and why didn't you do this? So I think it's a lot of that, but then it's also a combination of the generation that comes behind us, you and me, Mike, because we're in the same age group, they don't have loyalty to team. So to hold pressure to a GM, that's going to be more us and the people that come before us. But the guys and gals that come behind us, they don't have loyalty to team. They have more loyalty to player. Like, okay, I like this player,
yeah,
or I like that player. But they don't really care so much whether or not this team does well. So it's that. And then the other question that you asked, whether or not the owners were culpable, they are culpable. And the reason why, they don't care anything about championships, not in this city. Because if you look around this city, you know that everybody in this city is all about money. And that's all they care about. So, I mean, it's all of that.
Jason, it's why I asked the question, and it's just really about what you guys want and what you guys say. You know, I mean, Jason, right. I've been here my whole adult life. I am who I right. am. I can't be anybody else. But, like, right. even if you ask me today, Jason, well, damn, why were you so angry the Celtics lost to the Knicks? You won the championship last year. Yeah, you know what? I'm trying to do it again. I'm trying to do it again.
Right.
Because the only thing that matters for the Boston Celtics, championship. I mean, that's it. And it's like, I know it sounds crazy as a Giants fan, who they're usually right. terrible until they win it all. But the only thing that matters, right. win it. Yankees, win it. I'm an Islanders fan. They haven't won it since I was in diapers. I don't care. This is all I care about. We had a guy call in earlier. Well, do you really want Michigan State to win a national title? Why are you playing if that's not the goal? What's the point? We ain't here to play school anymore. Much is clear.
No, because here's the thing. Let's just say, I'm going to say something and you're going to say mean things.
I will say nothing of the sort.
Hypothetically speaking,
yes.
They all of a sudden start making the college football playoff and they don't win it all. After a while, you're going to get sick of it saying, well, yeah. What's going on? You don't believe me? Look at the basketball team. What's the biggest knock on the team? You haven't won a title in 27 years, 26 years.
Oh, but what about sustained success? Am I happy with MSU hoops? No.
I give you 06 to 14 for the Tigers. Oh, everyone looks back. Wonderful years. We went to the World Series twice.
There you go.
But we did not win anything.
No. David, let me give you a wet wipe for all that sustained success.
Hold on. But, David, here's why I'm not going to get angry at that. Because they went for it. Now, they just didn't get it done.
That's fair.
But they made trades.
The old man did everything he could.
They did everything they could. They just didn't win it on the field. If you give me that, I'm not going to get mad at the general manager because you did everything that you possibly could.
I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. And it seems like GMs in this town have the mentality of, we can just
But Kenny, I think the fans are emulating it because that when you defend that type of attitude, you're going, well, what do you know? What, I hear it all the time when I'm listening to the morning show because they do different topics than we do. And look, they put up with stuff we don't. Like, people are calling in and they're like, yeah, but guys, listen, what if it doesn't work? Hear me out. My immediate response would be, yeah, and what if it does? Goodbye. Like, what? It's always what if it doesn't.
And guess what? It's not working now. Show me a championship. Anybody. Well, Bueller. So Gabagool.
David Gorman. If you put in the work and you don't win, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you promised me a title. Man, you did everything you could. Like John Lynch. You've done everything. You just haven't won. But man, you've tried. Gabagool. 97-1.